You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're going to dive back in with the BizNow interviews from the BizNow Fort Lauderdale Conference. Next up, we've got Norm Adams. Norm is one of the guys on the Styles development team. We're going to talk about office and the changes in downtown. Styles is the Styles organization has changed the entire face of downtown for the better, and we're going to hear what their plan is now. Let's give it a listen. Norm Adams.
We're back at BizNow today. I want to thank again Adriano Solucci for getting us together. And, of course, we're now here. We're talking downtown Fort Lauderdale. Who else to talk about downtown Fort Lauderdale except for Norm Adams from Styles? Norm, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, Styles Corporation has reshaped the skyline and fabric of the community in Fort Lauderdale for many generations at this point. You're on your third generation, right?
Yes, indeed. Ken Styles has taken over now after the departure of our beloved founder. And we are embarking on some of our most exciting projects ever. Today, we have over $1 billion worth of projects in the pipeline, and about $500 million of that is right in our downtown core.
Absolutely exciting beyond belief. You know, you guys were the first guys to capitalize on the public's expansion trend. What's the trend that you see now that's driving your development?
Well, we see people, our tenants, want amenities. They want walkability to space. They want access to restaurants. They want access to places to meet, to places to shop, places to get groceries. So you'll be able to walk downstairs to the grocery store and get prepared meals and great food, and you won't have to get in your car and drive somewhere else to go to the grocery store after work. You can just do it right there and then drive home, or walk home for that matter.
So are you telling me that your new deal in downtown Fort Lauderdale is going to be close to a Publix?
We have a grocery store that we're talking to right now that's signed a letter of intent, and we're under a letter of confidentiality with regard to who that is.
Sounds to me like I got to be moving to downtown Fort Lauderdale. Now, it's just going to be close to the school, too, no?
Oh, yes. The school will be next door, and it so will the new hotel. The Hyatt Hotel will be across the street in Coulter's new project, and there are new restaurants being designed in the ground floors of all these buildings where we will also have an amazing restaurant at the corner of 3rd Avenue and Las Olas, a 10,000 square foot steakhouse that we're just itching to announce as soon as it's inked.
Oh, you're such a tease today, Norm. Is there anything you can tell me?
Well, I can tell you that so far we've built every new office tower on Las Olas except for one, and we're going to build this next one right now at what we think is the new epicenter of downtown, as we see all the new growth coming west with the Hyatt Hotel and Rolo and PMG, and all the movement is going to 3rd Avenue and Andrews.
I 100% agree. If it's possible for me to live, go down in the elevator, walk my dog, then pick up some groceries, go back upstairs, take a shower, and then walk to my job, I'm not living in Fort Lauderdale, I'm living in Manhattan.
Yeah, you're going to have the conveniences of that downtown walkable lifestyle with the enjoyment of doing it in a Fort Lauderdale climate. It was wonderful today when we got here to BizNow, and I saw that the directory sign to get to the venue was painted on a pink surfboard.
That's right. That's our lifestyle. Now, Norm, I want to talk a little bit about trends. You mentioned the office building a little bit. One of the things I wanted to talk about is that Fort Lauderdale is one of the very few markets that's seen dramatic job growth. What's driving that?
Well, you've got about 1,000 people a day moving to the state of Florida, and South Florida is getting a third of that. So we have tremendous demand for providing residences, and the residences are here because there's job growth. We're seeing positive job growth, we're seeing companies expand, and we're very, very excited about that.
Norm, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I want to wish you, Ken, and all of my friends over there, Rocco and the team at Styles, great success in the new generation of growth.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.